Welcome back to The Hard Shoulder. Well, as you know, we now have a regular slot on this day every week. It's called Down to Earth on The Hard Shoulder. And it's a great pleasure to welcome back Dr. Kara Gustenberg, environmental scientist and chairperson of the Friends of the Earth Europe, and also a lecturer in climate change. And by God, does she lecture me on this session. And it seems that not only do we have to change our lives, but even our personal care products are now in the crosshairs of these environmental eco-warriors. In a major study published by the journal Science last month, a team of US and government university scientists said that as cars are dealt with, electric cars, less pollution, their focus is now on personal care products, paints, indoor cleaners and other chemical-containing household products to become the dominant source of both indoor and outdoor air pollution. And apparently we should all be concerned about the toll these products are taking on our air quality. Go on, Kara, tell me all about it.
Well, this is an interesting study, Ivan, because the researchers inadvertently stumbled upon this. They couldn't figure out why these volatile organic compounds like ethanol and acetone were in these industrialized cities at the quantities they were. They couldn't explain them based on car emissions. And then they realized that it's actually household cleaners and personal care products and other household items that are causing a significant portion of this smog and air pollution.
But hold on a second. I mean, you know, I'm not big into hygiene, but if I just do a little squirt of the aerosol under my armpit or a little bit of aftershave, are you saying that that's causing problems?
Yeah, well, all of this adds up. And if you look at the scale of the sales of personal care products globally, in 2016, it was a $323 billion industry. So put that in the context of our largest car manufacturer, which would be Toyota. They made $75 billion that year. So this is a big problem. And I know you're going to say that you think this is largely a women's problem. But by 2022, half of those personal care products will be men's personal care products.
Okay, well, there's lots of metrosexual men out there now.
Not you, of course.
No, it's a real problem too. But anyway, so what are the main things you're focusing on? Is it aftershaves? Is it shampoos? What is it that you're really most concerned about?
Well, these personal care products have over 10,000 chemicals in them, and these chemicals don't go away. They get washed down drains usually and end up in our ocean. And it's everything, really. I mean, all of these products have an impact. So to give you an example, I mean, talcum powder is hugely popular in the cosmetics industry, and the demand is so high that now people are going in and mining in these illegal areas, and they're decimating tiger populations. So there's an Indian tiger habitat that wants.
What is talcum powder made from?
It's talc is a mineral, so okay. It's being extracted or mined.
And you ground it down to a powder.
Yeah, and so in India, there were 20,000 tigers in this area, but now because of deforestation and mining, there's now less than 3,000 tigers, and it's facing extinction. There are other social problems like mica, which would be a product that is used in these glittery eyeshadows and glittery cosmetics, and that's also extracted and mined in India. And it's actually children that are largely doing that extraction. So there are child labor issues with some of these products. And probably most famous is palm oil. Palm oil is used.
What's palm oil?
Palm oil is
it's like hand oil or no?
It's used in a lot of food products like bread and Nutella have a lot of palm oil in them, but it's also in 70% of our cosmetics and personal care products. And what's happening is we are deforesting tropical forests to grow palm oil plantations.
So it comes from palm trees?
It comes from palm trees, you know.
But and it's ground down into oil and right. It goes into food and it goes into cosmetics.
Right, yeah.
But I thought trees were good for us.
Yeah, but they're deforesting tropical ecosystems, which are biodiverse and important carbon sinks, and they're slashing and burning. So they're burning those forests and releasing carbon in the atmosphere in order to plant this palm oil and create this monoculture, which has less biodiversity in it. So it's having massive environmental implications worldwide, and the most notable of which is in Borneo in the last 20 years. We've lost 150,000 orangutans as a result of palm oil deforestation.
But, you know, if you smell nice, what's a few orangutans? You know what I mean? And the overall good.
Well, orangutan is just one species of thousands that are in that ecosystem. So it's destroying a whole ecosystem. But, you know, they don't go away, these products. And in fact, some of them bioaccumulate. So silicon would be one that's very common in shampoos, makes our hair nice and shiny. But it doesn't go away. It stays in the environment forever and
just out of interest, so I'm in the shower. I don't use a lot of shampoo because I don't have too much hair. But say Deirdre now would use a lot of shampoo shampoo and maybe conditioner. So that goes down the plug hole. Does that get treated like you would have, like I'm thinking of storm sewage and
right.
I'm thinking of personal sort of animal excrement and so on, which is treated in septic tanks.
Yeah.
What way does the stuff that goes down the plug hole, does it go straight into the sea or what?
Yeah, this is the interesting thing about these kind of chemicals is that they're not typically treated in a wastewater treatment plant. So they're emerging compounds that don't go away. And
they're toxic, are they?
Well, we don't know. Some of them are and some of them aren't. But probably the one that's of most concern is pharmaceutical. So I grew up in New Orleans, which is at the end of the Mississippi River. And by the time the water got to New Orleans, it had been through over 40 cities and over 18 million people had used it. So all of the pills they took, all of the personal care products they used were all in the tap water coming from New Orleans.
Okay. And we'll come on to what the alternatives are, but you're also concerned about plastics.
Right. Well, plastic is in the news a lot lately, and the personal care and beauty sector is largely blamed for some of this. I mean, our packaging of plastic for shampoos and everything doesn't go away, breaks down. In Ireland, we only recycle 35% of our plastic packaging. So eventually.
But I thought we had incinerators now, because I'm looking at Ring's End when I come in at the Dart. And I thought, you know, the incinerators were going to deal with
that. Yeah, if we deal with things properly. But unfortunately, we find that most of our beaches in Ireland are littered with plastic pollution. And last week, a study just came out by the Marine Institute in Galway that they're finding plastic in deep ocean fish in the North Atlantic at the highest rates ever reported. So, you know, the plastic isn't going away. It's breaking down into smaller and smaller particles. And you might find some of the products you use, things like exfoliants, are actually using microbeads in the product.
What's a microbead?
A microbead is a tiny bead of plastic, and it's used to create scrubs in the beauty industry.
So what's a scrub?
Like to make your face nice and soft. You're really out of the cosmetics.
It's like a kind of... Like I know, I get
like
made up.
Yeah.
I get made up every night, and they use the powder and all
stuff,
that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, the scrub gets rid of the fake tan.
So so it's used to really slough off all that dead skin, and your skin feels.
Because I use baby wipes. Do they not work? No, to take off the makeup.
Baby wipes.
I suppose you're against baby wipes.
Yeah, they're coated in plastic, so they don't go away. In fact, they've caused lots of problems in London in the sewage system.
But they're very convenient.
I know, but so is a face cloth, and all you have to do is wash it.
Okay. Right, so this plastic thing, you have. So when I'm thinking of a crisp bag or a plastic wrapper,
right.
Is that what you think when you think plastics? You think more exfoliant microbeads and you think glitter.
Well, it's all of it, yeah.
They're all plastic products.
Glitter is interesting because it has the same compounds as a plastic microbead, which are widely in the news now, but we know a lot less about glitter. But all of that glitter is being washed off in showers and ending up in the oceans. And mussels, things like other small shellfish and other creatures are consuming that glitter, and that's ultimately ending up in our stomachs when we eat those mussels. And we don't actually know what the health effects of humans eating these kind of microbeads and plastics will be.
Right. But if you were to worry about everything, you wouldn't sleep at night. I mean, like, you know what I mean? Do we not have to have a sense of balance about this insofar as what is the go-to message if we take the accumulation of all this? You know, a little bit of cologne, a little bit of shampoo, a lot of makeup products, throw in your plastics. And you've all the accumulation of this in the sea. What are the alternative things that people can use?
Well, there are a lot of alternatives, and there is a movement in the beauty and cosmetics sector to move toward more sustainable things like sustainable sourcing of palm oil. And there's companies like Unilever that are really saying, look, we will be accountable for where we get our palm oil from. We will control our supply chain. We will make sure there is no child labor in our extractive industries. So we need to look toward companies and use our purchasing power to promote companies that are doing good things. L'Oreal just released a silicone-free shampoo, Lush, Oriflame. They're all companies that have been promoting sustainable ingredients and biodegradable packaging, and we should support that.
But you see, Cara, is this like kind of you're gluten-free? I mean, like, you're going to have to pay extra for it.
Not necessarily. some of these things are cheaper. And if everybody does them, then, you know, certainly it creates a tipping point. There is a huge trend now, actually, into making your own ingredients. So I follow the Zero Waste Ireland Facebook page, and I'm shocked at how many people are sick of buying plastic bottles of shampoo, and they're making their own bar shampoo or, you know,
making their own shampoo.
Yeah, and they swear by it, and they say, actually, the product is a better quality product than what they were getting in the stores. So that's another option for you, too.
Okay, give me some of the examples. You go on to zerowaste.ie, is it?
It's on Facebook, Zero Waste Ireland, and it's just ordinary people who...
So give me some examples of what you can use.
So you can use bar shampoo instead of having a plastic bottle of shampoo. You can...
But you'd be washing your face in eggs or something.
No. A lot of people are using vinegar, I think, to wash or rinse their hair. I know, but they say that their hair has never been shinier. So some
washing your hair in vinegar.
Yeah, some people are making their own soaps. I haven't tried any of these myself, but I'm certainly more into the eco-friendly cleaning products, like cleaning my house with vinegar and lemon and not using chemicals when I clean my house. But I haven't tried the beauty products myself yet.
Okay. So if you go onto the Facebook page of Zero Waste and you are sufficiently exercised about this that you want to have a lifestyle that actually prevents excessive discharge of all these toxic plastic materials, that is the way to go. Right. What'll it be next week?
No more glitter beads for you.
All right. No more glitter beads for me. I'm not the worst offender, I should point out. Okay. My thanks to Dr. Cara Augustenberg, putting me right on all the personal care products and the damage they can do. Environmental scientist, chairperson of Friends of the Earth Europe, and lecturer in climate change. Thank you, as always.